Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's also get to Devin White. So, because Elliot will join us in a sec, but Devin White spoke yesterday. It was the first time we had heard from him since being demoted, or at least that we knew he had been demoted. Let's put it that way. Perhaps that he knew he'd been demoted. Let's listen to Devin White talking yesterday about his demotion.
You know, it was hard, but at the end of the day, it's football. You know, those guys make those decisions, and you got to live with them. Be prepared, you know, when your number calls, just go out there and handle your business.
They said that you have a role on this team moving forward. Nick said they're going to need you. Did they describe you what that role was?
You had to get it from him.
Oh, that last part's not good. So The initial part sounds fine, like, you know, in that it's an athlete acceptance. It. Second part sounds like an unhappy guy. Like, what's your role?
Well, it's clear. I mean, are you surprised that he's unhappy?
Well, I would like a pro to handle it more like a pro.
I think he is.
Nah, but what's...
What's
your role? Go talk to the coach?
He was the starter during all of camp. Like, he was wearing the green dot on his helmet. I think.
But, John, they told him he's not. His role is to be the best backup linebacker you can be. That's his role.
You got to understand how tough that is to swallow when you thought
a week later,
you were the guy all of camp. You're the guy calling the huddle.
A week later,
and now you're benched for a guy who's just got a couple years under his belt. Like, I know that
he's not
that old either.
Weak answer. He came in here proclaiming leadership and all that.
I think this is leadership. He's showing leadership by being a good teammate. He's being a good soldier.
John, what's your role? Go talk to the coach.
It sounds like he doesn't know.
No, I think he knows.
No, what John just said, I think, is like, I'm always ready to go after guys when they say something like that.
Yep.
This guy was the starter. I think he was stunned. I think he remains stunned that he's not the guy. We all said it.
Deal with it.
I think he is.
Do you think he doesn't know his role?
I think he's still shocked.
Do you think he doesn't know his role?
He knows it now.
Well, then, he knew it yesterday.
Well, I don't have a problem with the guy still being upset
about
it.
Did you like that answer or not?
I didn't mind it because I think he is a little shell-shocked. But what concerns me is, has he really been told what his role
exactly.
is now?
Do you think he hasn't? Do you really believe that?
I think it's possible. He's very possible. He said you're no longer on the... You know, you're not in your same position, and now he may not have been told where his next
what
assignment
his role is.
This is Andy.
What's his
Andy
assignment?
Reid's weakest aspect as a coach was I didn't feel like I was always up to speed with what he thought about me as
well,
a player.
I see it, fair enough, with him. I see it different, but
and
fair enough.
I know that that's easy to slip through the cracks. Yeah. I think that coaches, they get so caught up in getting the game plan.
Look, Sirianni talked about, John, Sirianni talked about, he talked to Devontae Smith about not being a captain. Like, I think one thing Sirianni does is touch the bases.
Well, Devontae's one of his guys. I mean, Devin White just got here. They might have been like, oh, we don't even really.
All right, let's get to one more piece.
He doesn't have that relationship with Devin White that he does with Devontae.
Well, it doesn't have to be Sirianni. It could be Vic Fangio, the linebacker's coach. I mean, somebody should have talked to him. One more piece of audio from Devin White, then we'll get to Elliott, because he talked more about it all. And I thought there was some good here and some not so good.
You know how excited you were to get here, to come here and sign here. How disappointing is it that, you know, that you're not starting?
I don't know. I just keep the main focus, like, you know, just getting better and being able to help when I am called. You know, I kind of don't look at it that much. You know, being here, going through all the phases, you know, putting in all the work, you know, I still see the, you know, the green grass on the other side. You know, I just got to, you know, stay true to myself, keep doing what I've been doing all my life. And, you know, to get myself here to the NFL, to this team, whatever, just be ready.
How did they tell you that Nakobe had won the position battle?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't recall.
No, somebody did Vic come to you?
No.
Okay. Now, listen, Vic Fangio might not have, but somebody else might have. Now, listen, maybe you guys are right. No one told him. I find that hard to believe. I mean, let me put it this way. He has to know how he was told he's not starting.
Yeah, I don't think
there's any
way. He
may not know what his role is.
Oh, yeah, I don't question that.
But here's why I question the first answer. Because the second answer, he says he doesn't remember how he was told he's not starting. Now, you guys are going to back that guy? He doesn't remember.
That part, I think he doesn't want to say.
Maybe he doesn't
want
to get into it.
He's in a bad mood. He's in a foul mood because he got benched and he's being a baby.
Of course.
That's what I
don't think he's being a baby.
He is being
mature. Seltzer, give me a verdict.
I'm 100% with you, Joe. Are you kidding me? Like, you don't know how you got told? Like, of course you know how you got told. That's nonsense.
Well, if you're not told professionally, then he probably doesn't want to throw anybody under the bus.
That's what I think.
That's true, too.
All right, let's talk to Elliott Sherparks. He was there in that scrum as it's all going on. His thoughts on this and more with the Eagles. Beat the Hammer coming up in about 7 minutes. Dick Vermeil in 20 minutes. And Eagles Falcons tickets in about 20 minutes as well. Elliott, good morning, buddy.
What's up? How you guys doing?
So what do you make of that whole exchange? How Devin White handled it, what he knew, what he doesn't know. What do you make of it?
Yeah, so I was there. I was like 2 feet from him. And I thought he handled it great. First of all, he talked, which no one expected he would talk, considering he had just been benched. So I thought the fact that he talked, A, helped kind of, you know, start to close the story that was going to follow this team throughout the week. So I thought talking was good. But I thought he handled all the answers really well. I mean, the whole thing about talk to coach about the role, my read on that was this team just doesn't like to tell people what the roles are. Now, I don't think he has some type of magical role that's going to shock us on Monday night, but I just thought he was trying to get out of the question. I didn't think that was a, like, go talk to the coach kind of rude thing. Now, the Vic Fangio stuff, I think, is a little interesting, you know, saying he didn't talk to Vic. When you think about Vic's, you know, reported relationship with his players in Miami, I think that's a little noteworthy. But I've been at a lot of lockers when players have been benched, and A, they don't talk, or B, they don't handle it well. So I thought Devin White handled that really well.
That's wonderful. That's great to hear.
I just disagree, but fair enough.
Yeah,
I mean, what is his role? His role is he's the backup linebacker on the Eagles. Play your best, and maybe you get back in there as a starter. Maybe someone gets hurt, you get it in a starter. I mean, the only thing I wonder is he playing special teams?
My God,
most backup linebackers play special teams.
What did you want him to say?
His role is to be the best Eagle he can be to help support Nakobe Dean as a starter.
He's been starting the entire entirety of training.
He's not a starter anymore. Deal with it.
You don't seem to understand the interpersonal dynamics of
how that
works.
I don't give a damn.
Man.
I want him to be the best Eagle he can be, and part of that is being a pro, and he's saying he doesn't know what his role is? Are you freaking kidding me? He doesn't know who told him? He doesn't know when he was told he's not a starter?
He doesn't want to launch into this.
That's so weak.
Because this is sensitive information.
Oh, what's sensitive? He's a backup.
Are you kidding me? He's lost his job.
Deal with it.
He was the guy calling the huddle every snap.
I don't care, John.
He's on the bench.
Joe Montana was a starting quarterback, and he no longer is. He's 60 years old.
Have some empathy.
It is what it is.
Sympathy for what this guy just dealt with. This is difficult. And he is being adult with the way he's reacting.
I so disagree.
He's being a leader, man. And if you can't see that, that's on you.
All right, Elliot, go ahead.
Well, no, that's good. You got done?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Elliot.
Ruben, I'm right in between them, so we're fine. We're fine.
Elliot, we need more information on Isaiah. On other guys' health, too. You know, Devin, if he's healthy, we're not sure when he'll be back and playing. But Isaiah Rogers, is he healthy enough to get out there? And if he is out there, what does that do to our DB arrangement with the young guys?
Yeah, so Isaiah Rogers, talked to him yesterday. He broke his hand in one of the final practices of training camp. It sounds like he had actually made the interception, was running with the ball. Someone tried to punch it out and broke his hand. He did have surgery. But yesterday at his locker, he had some light wrap on it, nothing like a cast or a brace or anything like that. He was a full participant at practice. He said he should play on Monday. And we'll see how that plays out in terms of how they move guys around. My expectation is that they will put Isaiah Rogers at the outside, move Quinyon into the nickel, just because Avante Maddox was so bad last week. The Packers went after him right away. He was really, in some ways, kind of their only, like, true weak spot on the defense. The pass rush was bad, but Avante, like, actively hurt them. So I think that's probably with the order they'll go.
Coming up in 5 minutes, by the way, Pete DeHammer. We'll take the fifth caller in the contest line. Caller 5, 215-988-1258. No sports, no more than the guy last week. Caller 5, be a sports knowledgeable person. You're still going to lose in Pete DeHammer, but do better than that guy last week. 215-988-1258. That's coming up in less than 5 minutes.
Elliot, what's up with Milton Williams' health? And and how big an impact has he had thus far this year? I know that he's sort of been lost in the shuffle in terms of we haven't talked.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talked much about him previous years. How big a part is he going to be with that rotation in 2024?
Well, he made a big play this past Friday against the Packers on that two-point conversion, which what was ended up being a very close game was a huge play. He got through, made the tackle, and he you know, I think he had a very good game overall against the Packers. So he was limited yesterday. I saw him in the locker room. To me, it looked like he's probably going to play. So you know, maybe he aggravated it worse after practice. We did see him prior to practice. But, yeah, so today will be a big day to see. The Eagles will be back out at the practice field at 3 o'clock, and if he's out there, if he's in pad, or if he has his helmet on, like, we'll see what type of level of participation he does. But he would be a pretty big loss because this team just simply can't afford to lose anybody that can get after the quarterback. And Milton Williams is probably their second-best pass-rushing defensive tackle.
Hey, Elliot, two final things here. Nick Foles is going to be honored on Monday. We know there's a press conference prior to the game. What do we know pregame, or I assume halftime? How are they going to honor him? I mean, one of the things about these halftime ceremonies is normally not much time. So is it just like a quick run out on the field, 4 or 6 minutes of Nick, and then off the field? Like, how does this go?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it will be a halftime thing. I mean, normally the halftimes are for guys going into the Hall of Fame. Like, they give a speech, they bring a lot of things. Like, this might just be a middle of the first quarter, he's on the Jumbotron, Nick Foles retires type of thing. So, but yeah, he'll be, like you said, a press conference. Hopefully he's on the pregame show, which will be awesome. That'll be cool to have him out there, you know, and be out in the pregame thing. So, yeah, it'll be really awesome. I mean, he's certainly what's going to be a big game already. Having him out there is going to add to it. So Monday night should be really cool.
All right, and Elliot, we'll talk to you on the game day, getting ready for the game on Monday. Let's also get one more in here because I'm curious your answer, Elliot, to this Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. And this goes for everyone listening. Curious where you stand. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Elliot, what's your answer to this question? Phillies obviously are getting close to the playoffs. They got to make a decision on when to celebrate and how to celebrate. When to first pop champagne this regular season? Elliot, is it A, when they clinch a playoff spot, B, when they clinch the division, C, when they clinch the number one seed, if they do, which they may or may not, D, don't pop champagne during the regular season? You got bigger fish to fry in the postseason. How do you think they should handle it, Elliot?
I think it's definitely the division. I mean, they haven't won the division in, what, 12 years, something like that? It's nothing to look over. I think it's their one of their main goals coming into the season was to win the division. And I'm never going to be one to say, like, you know, don't have a fun time in sports. Like, they worked hard to win the division. It's something they haven't done in a long time. So I definitely think when they win the division.
All right. Elliot, nice work, buddy. We'll talk to you Monday. Thank you, Elliot. Good stuff, buddy.
Sounds good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like, I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.